it's been a bit. You know, romances, they come and go, but not a lot of them can just sit there and be like, hey, you just want to feel joy the whole time and we're not going to give any drama. Well, that's what this show's doing. Okay. Danielle absolutely swept off of her feet by the manga, only to be stoked by the show. Here I am along for the ride. I'm being held hostage. Help me. But no, it's a good show. And today we're going to just be talking through all the lovey-dovey stuff as we usually do. Danielle's going to give us some insights as to how it stacked up against the manga, because I unfortunately didn't get caught up. So I'm sure I'm kind of in the doghouse about that, but that doesn't matter. So let's just talk about the show, shouldn't we? Yeah, let's just do that. Okay, thanks. To the I Married a Weeb podcast. It's your favorite anime podcast to listen to while you potentially burn your retinas out of your skull looking at the eclipse today. If you're listening to this on the day that this podcast comes out, otherwise that doesn't hit at all. The bad one. Stupid. Hey, are you new here? Hi, my name's Tom. Been watching anime for some time. Met a gal in college. She said, I'd like to watch those with you. And I said, well, I'd like to marry you then. So we got married and now we watch cartoons and talk about it on here. Sorry, anime. And talk about it on this here podcast. As a matter of fact, she's right over here. What's your name over there?
I'm Danielle.
Danielle, that's right. How you doing? Sounding a lot better this episode.
Yeah, now I'm not sick, but Faye is. It's just a rotating, it's just a revolving
door. I feel like it's every episode we're talking about. It's because it's been a month and a half of revolving sickness around here. And I'm almost starting to hear it a little bit in my voice because Faye, listen, as a two-year-old is so good, we say, hey, cover your mouth. She does it great. Except for when I'm around. Then she turns at me and coughs in my face. And I know that's like a meme, but it's seeming malicious at this point.
Yeah.
Little sweetie.
And then we forget that she's two because we're like, can you cover your mouth?
I'm like, cover your mouth. What's wrong with you, lady? And I'm like, oh, little lady. Yeah. No, she's been sweet. Oh, poor thing. She's coughing like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. She'll be over it and then I'll be sick. And then
let's just hopefully we get it all out before the new baby comes. Cause
that's true. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I think, and before summer, I'll take this right now. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
we just need the extra like natural vitamin D from being outside.
That's true.
I think that's our weather's been so crappy.
We just had one day outside. It felt great.
Yeah. Yesterday was a gorgeous day.
Right. You are, Harry. I'm sure the new folks are like, okay, where are you doing the shilling? You're right. I should get back into the shilling. You're correct. I don't even know how you knew about the shilling if you're new here. For funny. That's funny how that works. Hey, do you want a reminder of whatever Monday's episode is and you have an Instagram? You should check us out on Instagram. That's I Married a Weeb Pod on that site. I almost said Instagram a third time there, but I'm not going to do it. And on there, you'll get a post every Monday generally to give you a little nudge of, hey, this is what we're talking about. So you should do that. And also, if you want to talk to strangers on the internet about cartoons, a good group of folks, I'm very biased, but I'll say it. You should join us in our Discord, which is in the profile of our Instagram or the description of this here episode. Just join up. We got a couple bot games in there. Got a new one where you can like get cards or whatever. It's pretty dope. And yeah, we just kind of talk about the anime and manga. We're currently watching Ghost. Big shout out to Ghost in there. He was just telling me that, because I think the first episode's out for Go-Go Loser Ranger. And he's like, yeah, it's time. You should watch it. I'm like, all right. He went so far as to say it's got vibes of like, and I think it's just maybe the structure of the episode, the tone. But he said very like Fire Force episode one kind of action. I'm like, say no more.
It just sucks. It's on Hulu. We don't have Hulu. And why do they do that shit to us?
I know. And as like a joke, I'm going to definitely pirate it as a joke. You know what I mean? Exactly. I'm just kidding. Legally.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. But yeah, just join up and it's fun and just say hi. And that's actually the best way to communicate with us, technically. We're always in there. Well, I'm at least always in there. And that's just a good way to let us know what you're like and what you're not like and all that good stuff. Anyways, hope you're having a great start to the week. And if you're not new here, oh my gosh, another episode, you're back. I'm not saying that angrily. I'm saying that in a surprised manner. I can't believe it. Welcome back. You're looking good. You've been doing yard work. It's spring. Hell yeah. Awesome. Okay, I need to leave. Okay. Man, the people that are not new here, they like to send me away. That's weird.
I wonder how much of our male listenership has watched and or read Sign of Affection.
Yeah, this episode might tank. We'll see. We'll see. At least we're going to have fun.
Yeah, this is for me. This is for the ladies.
This is for Danielle and all you ladies out there. Yeah. Anyways, how you doing otherwise? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Heck yeah, we like that.
A lot better. I had some anger in me last episode.
You did. Some people were liking it, though. Huh? Punching Detective Conan in the face. Man, that was pretty funny.
Yeah. That was me. Repositioning. Oh, we don't have stands for our microphones, so we're holding these heavy-ass freaking 5-pound weights.
I don't think they're 5, but maybe. Who knows? Yeah, no, they're a little bother. So if you hear weird sounds, it's just us moving the cables. What do you want from us? You know what we do around here. Speaking of knowing about what we do around here, let's get into a little bit of anime news.
Yeah.
The segment that was going to die, but it's still around. Thank you. Thank you. Didn't even know our favorite Gundam show is going to be celebrating its 30th anniversary.
30 years. That makes me feel old.
It came out when we were just babies.
The babies.
And that is Mobile Fighter G Gundam, the best Gundam show around if you don't like Gundam shows. It's basically just the wackiest one that's all about. It's basically a huge tournament arc. It's badass, and we highly recommend it. Well, apparently, they said for the 30th anniversary on Sunday that they were hinting at what's to come. There's an illustration of developing a new character. So it's like, are they going to reboot it? What the heck is going on? Because if they do, I'm going to watch the heck out of it. I'll tell you that much. Oh, mercy. And then in the ever continuing why we hate streaming services news, apparently Disney is going to be rolling out that password sharing restriction shit in June. So,
I thought that was because, can I legally say this? We share Disney with my sister. And because for Faye, we don't really use it, but it's just those OG, you know, we don't mess with the new Disney stuff.
No, Moana's kind of slapping.
Moana is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got some bangers. But she was telling me it was supposed to happen in March. So I wonder if they pushed it back to June.
Well, I hope they keep pushing it back because it's garbage. We have it all on DVD anyways. It's like, listen, we're just trying to watch it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to start the PS4 every time. You know what I mean? As much as I like going to the menu and looking at Cloud.
I like looking at Cloud.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Look at those tones. Those tries.
That's right.
Biceps. Bam.
That's it. What do they say? Curls for the girls.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tries for the guys.
That's it. Any other workouts for the boys. You're just always like, hey. Check this out. Guinness World Records names Jujutsu Kaisen the, quote, most in-demand animated TV show, end quote.
That's a Guinness World Records, segment?
Pretty easy to get into the Guinness book. You just got to figure out something dumb as shit and then pay them money to get the award. So someone did this. The series overtook Attack on Titan, which held the record since 2020.
Wow, did it really? Oh, wow.
I mean, like, again, we're an older circle. I don't think as many people in my circle are as, like, psychotic about Jujutsu Kaisen, but maybe that's true. I don't know.
Huh.
I think there's better shit out there.
I mean, I think it's a good show.
Oh, Jujutsu Kaisen had a higher percentage of Gen Z viewers. Oh.
What is that, 13 to 22? Is that what that
13
says?
To 22, which is at 71.3% compared to One Piece at 56%, Attack on Titan at 64%. So it's all these young whippersnappers.
They don't know good anime if it bit them on the ass.
Absolutely.
Sorry, RIP if you're the Gen Zers listening. Yeah.
Nah, we still like you, but you know, your TikTok dances are kind of lame, dude.
get your lip sync when you're like, what is it? They take the audio. You sent something to me.
Dude, you sound like a grandma right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when they like sync to audio and then it's off. And it's like, you watched this back and thought, fuck it. You didn't even try again? Anyways. Now, honestly, I think what's more cringe is people our age doing the TikTok dances. I don't mind the Gen Zers doing whatever they want.
That's true. That's like their thing.
Do. That's youth.
We had our own things when we were younger. This is their thing.
Exactly. Hey, do you know that Suzume's on Netflix now?
Oh.
Or it will be? I don't know. Oh, and I guess Crunchyroll's streaming it as well. So
I think we did see it on Crunchyroll, but interesting Netflix, unless it's Japanese Netflix.
Yeah, I'm not sure. No, it says including US and Japan
Friday.
Oh. Well, the article was on the 5th.
Like that Friday?
So this past Friday, I think. So it should be on there. So yeah, if you guys don't have Crunchyroll and have wanted to watch another Makoto Shinkai, well, now's your time.
There you go.
Rascal Does Not Dream, the novel series, is entering its final arc.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
So it doesn't have a manga then? It's like a novelette?
It's probably a light novel, but I think it's also a manga.
Oh. Oh, okay. Interesting. Feed me more, please.
I will be buying it. Start putting out the omnis. And then the last one, Digivices. So, you know, the old Digimon little Tamagotchi dealies. Well, it looks like they're being updated with color screens for Digimon's 25th anniversary.
Did you have one of those bad boys?
You better believe it.
My brother had the newer one, like the blue one that's not this Digimon crew.
This is a Digivice, and you better respect it.
What did I say?
I'm just messing with you. I'm just being an annoying person. This is called a Digivice. No, mine didn't look like something out of the show. Mine was just a square.
Oh.
And it had metal prongs on the top that you would touch to the other person's. You touched prongs. And then you could like fight or trade. I don't remember. I don't know.
Oh.
I think I had one friend with another Digimon.
Oh. Hmm.
Friends, it's tough stuff. Yeah. But anyways, what'd your brother have? Sorry, my stupid joke cut you off.
Like, you know, when you watch the Digimon movie, it's not this generation of Digi people. It's like the next one.
Did you even watch? Danielle.
The Digi Destin. But it's the other one, the blue dinosaur-y looking one. He's got like the horn on his head.
You're talking about the second half of...
Yeah. He had that blue Digivice.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that it syncs up with when he was born, sure.
Yeah.
Not everyone had Ty or... Oh, no. What's this guy? Matt?
Yeah.
I love the nice name. Ty, how cool. And then just Matt. No offense to any Matts. Your name's cool and all, but it's a premium Bandai product.
Oh.
So get that in there. 25th Color Evolution.
Hmm.
That's pretty sweet. That's it. That's all I got for news.
You got Tamagotchis at the store now, I saw.
Yeah, you got everything at the store.
I think I saw my Tamagotchi in a box.
Did you?
Yeah, I have a keepsake box that I put like random shit into, and well, I think I saw it in there.
Could you imagine you like, if the battery still works, you press to activate it, and it's just a Digimon, or not a Digimon, but it's just a little Tamagotchi sitting there going, kill me.
Kill me. Water.
and this.
It's a pile of dust.
That's awful. That poor digital thing.
There are certain, sorry, let me just, so we're talking about Tamagotchis, but now that I have a child, and I think about how, not that Faye's toys nowadays, like for kids, are lame. They are kind of lame, though. We had some great toys growing up.
We did.
They got Furbies now, but Faye loves animals and any kind of animal. And she also loves coloring. And if you remember, if you know, you know, I had doodle bears.
The heck's a doodle bear?
So I think they were called doodle bears. Do a little Google.
Okay.
Google. Doodle bears.
Doodle bear.
So I had a big one, or it was like a normal size teddy bear size. And then I had a small one. And what it was is you could color on them and then wash them.
I remember doodle bears. Or at least I remember the commercial. You have to understand the 90s was the experimentation.
When you're a boy, I was a girl. So.
No, it doesn't matter. 90s was experimenting on children. It was how do we effectively just plant the seed for the most like materialistic buy now type of culture, and this started it, because I remember every commercial. I remember I was quite, you know, being grown up very phobic on puking. My mom says there was one time I had the stomach flu and I was like, oh mom, and then I went blah, and normally that would like set me off and I'd start crying or whatever. No, I like finished puking and I looked back at my mom and go, I want one of those.
Oh, like, you were watching TV
while
you were sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gots to. But anyways, no. So I remember the commercial from Doodle.
I think
Doodle
I had
Bear
that navy
sure.
one, like the denim.
The one that looks like jeans. Yeah, that's 90s for sure.
Or a purple one. I can't remember, but so sad I didn't save those for Faye. That would be so cute.
I mean, don't worry. I think half of her toys are dope, though. I think you're just coming over from a nostalgic time.
That's
true. Don't get me wrong. Her dog, like the Charlie dog, is insane.
That's true.
The Moby dog, I should say. She named it Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Wow. Well, and I'll tell you what. The stores seem to have every product now except for Koo, the frickin' card game I wanted to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. I'll just get it on eBay or something.
And that bottle game.
And that bottle bash, whatever. Bottle bash. It's basically the old game you used to put a beer bottle on top of PVC and throw a Frisbee at it. Well, now they've commercialized it, as everything does nowadays. And you can now buy it at the store. We saw it at Menards, and I was like, oh, it's only $30. Let's get it. A hunk of junk. Had to return it. I'm like, listen, these bottles aren't weighted. Are these regulation? when she said, oh, is there anything wrong with this product? I said, well, it doesn't feel regulation. She's like, excuse me. I said, you'll never know. And I just walked away. Yeah. I just walked away.
That's funny.
Getting some of that Menards 11% back.
Yeah.
Refund action. Got some. I know you guys don't care. And you're like, just sign of affection and shut up. You know, we got some racks for the basement. So the storage area continues to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make us think. Do we have too much shit? Maybe.
I think when we don't have, I know Faye has a lot of clothes, but now that we're having another girl, it's definitely going to pay off
in dividends.
But
100%.
It is a lot of clothes, but you have to remember there's a lot of boxes back there, but some months are combined. Like I have 6 and 9 months together, you know, whatever. But yeah, I should actually get like a cube and vacuum seal that stuff. And just really mega condense the air out of them and not put them in the like 55 quart buckets.
Someday. Yeah,
that's
someday.
That's a future me problem.
Exactly. But the present us should talk about sign of affection.
Yeah.
Now, this was one you didn't really want to watch it until you read the manga.
No, because everyone was up its ass. And I was like, can you back off? This is mine.
And now you're super into it.
And now so I'm into it.
You understand why you were into it. But
yeah.
Anyone not in the know, what is sign of affection? It's just
Just highs.
It's just highs, as we were saying. But basically, we have a hearing impaired main character, Yuki Itose. And she's finally going to college. I think she was doing like a weird school, like private school thing for a while. She's not as social as she should be. She grew up with friends, yada, yada. None of this matters. Well, in college, she ends up meeting this cool, stone-cold killer, Itsuomi Nagi. Anyone with Nagi in their name, it's a done deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Blue lock, baby.
If you guys were wondering, Mal has him listed blood type O, just if you were wondering. Why does this site do that? Well, anyways, this kid is a traveler. He's just like the guy every girl wants to get with. Well, wouldn't you believe it? After meeting Yuki, he is just completely smitten and wants to, as he says, quote, be in her world or something.
Yeah.
So not a direct quote. I guess I won't do quotes on that, but says something basically of saying, I really want to get to know you. And it's about their flourishing romance. If that sounds interesting to you, you should check it out. The manga is cute as hell and accessible. The first omnibus version of it should be coming out soon-ish.
Yeah, I can't remember when, sometime this year, but I wasn't about to wait for the omnis. I wanted it now. So this is a one where we're just going to have the individual volumes. For.
Absolutely. So that's on Crunchyroll. This is also saying Netflix as well, but that's probably everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need Crunchy or some tactics to see it. And it is, I think, a very worthwhile watch, especially in the way of, just relaxing. It's a very relaxing show.
Feel good. Don't have to put in a lot of effort when you're watching it.
No, you're just chilling.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed reading it more, which I think that goes for a majority of, you know, when you're comparing manga to anime.
Yeah. I thought the show was good, but I agree.
I think the show was good too.
Well, and the reading goes quicker, obviously. So you get it's dopamine hit after dopamine. You got to wait a little bit on the show. And they changed. You did say, though,
there were
some things that the show added that you're like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, just a couple differences. For the most part, they were spot on.
Oh, yeah.
And there are currently 7 volumes out. They got up to chapter 21, I believe, which is only one chapter into volume 6.
Oh.
So they have a majority of 6 that they didn't animate and then all of 7. And then 8 comes out in May, I believe. So.
All right. In before we hear it announced, but Sign of Affection season 2 is going to have part 1 and part 2. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. But they can't do 6 and 6. This was only 12 episodes. Don't they only do part 1 and part 2 when it's a 24 banger?
I think they can do whatever they want now.
Oh, God. We just please don't have to deal with it.
You know what I mean?
It did make me a little nervous. You kind of said, you know, so episode 12 ends.
Oh, well, hold on a second.
Sure, sure.
You
okay.
You want to say that thing?
Spoilers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to say any spoilers.
I think let's just start saying it just in case. Hey, guys, just if you haven't watched it, it's spoiler time. You could always pause and come back or never come back or just keep listening. Those are all the options. I've listed all of
them. You could be like me and just enjoy spoilers. So
you could be. And I mean, let's face it. Romance genre, as much as we say it for most of the shows we watch, can you spoil it? Who cares about spoilers anymore? It's about the experience. It's about living it.
Yeah.
And especially with this show, I think you're going to hear all the moments, but if you haven't seen the moments, you're not really going to be able
to. It definitely comes across better on screen or page. But no, I thought it was definitely interesting how at the end of episode 12, you know, they end where it ends accurately in 6 and or where they ended in 6, I should say. And then they're just rolling B-roll that I'm like, this doesn't happen. Wait, this didn't happen.
Yeah, they're just setting up.
Well,
it's the beautiful setup because the after stuff is just like a little bit of resolution that you're like, okay, so theoretically they don't get budget for season 2. It actually ends pretty okay, season 1.
Yeah, once you said that, I was like, all right, fine. And then my heart, I was like, ooh, they have to do. I mean, it's going to take, if they got through 5 full volumes and then a chapter in 6, we're going to be waiting a little bit for season 2 because I don't know what the release schedule is for all the volumes. So
a little bit of that boring voice actor stuff. Itsuomi,
oh my gosh, is that
Quartz from Villainous Taming the Final Boss?
I thought that was the guy from Armor Shop for Ladies and Gentlemen.
Oh no.
I was like, he's from that?
No, not quite.
What a cute show.
That's kind of like the only
not a long rap sheet.
Something in Gundam Build Divers. That's kind of cool.
I guess rap sheet, that's not good. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, he's
in. Isn't that bad?
A rap sheet?
Yeah.
I have no context. I have no idea. Maybe it is.
Oh.
Maybe it isn't. Who cares? Freedom of speech, baby. Dora Hidoro, which we just started. Apparently he's Johnson's owner. I'm a bit of a Johnson owner as well. It's stupid. Don't worry about it. So he hasn't done too much. What has she been in, our main chick here?
Yuki.
She has been, well, off the cuff, gonna say nothing crazy stand outy.
At least that we've watched.
Yeah, at least that we've watched. But, okay, so she's definitely done plenty amount, though.
Yeah.
Oh, she's Emma from Neverland.
Okay.
Interesting. Some Beyblade action. Let's go.
And we're prefacing this by we listened to this
Japanese subbed, subbed. Gabriel Dropout. Okay,
so
yeah,
no headliners.
Yeah,
so far that you are noticing.
Code Geass, Haikyuu, Fairy Tail.
Okay.
Listen, the. It's a long list, so obviously you guys probably know her from something. We don't really, though.
Yeah.
Never mind, I do. Holy crap, it's happened.
What is
Marlene from Final Fantasy VII Advent Children. Are you kidding me?
Did you listen to it?
Oh, no.
English.
I always listen to it English because of Dilly Dally Shilly Shally. You know? But apparently she's the Japanese voice actress for that. That's kind of cool. Okay.
Well, you were almost there and then you biffed
Biffed it hard. Yeah. So I think one of the best things about this show for me is how much you enjoy it. I think it's infectious, obviously. So I'm like, nice. Can't wait to watch it because I know she can't wait to watch it. I've had my one thing that I would consider maybe the only negative on the show that I've ever said.
All right.
was that just like, okay, who wrote this?
Sure. And I think we touched on this on the podcast before that you were like, this is definitely any woman's wet dream right here.
Yeah. It's just the ideal romance. That's like,
it's okay. Like Twilight, but for adults.
Yeah, exactly. Cause Itsuomi is just,
you can call him Itsu. They call him that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were that close. Yeah, sure. You and Itsu. Hey, wait a minute. Why are you so close to Itsu for, dude? yeah, no. So he's, I don't know, just everything he does. I'm like, okay, I get it. Relax. He is a cool dude in the
pretty
show,
suave. Yeah. He definitely reminds me, which I've said before, of the main lead in Ice Guy and his cool female colleague. They sure. Both. I love the fashion. I love the adult, because say I love you, they're in high school. These people are in college. Yeah. Definitely love more of the adult romance. Getting really some cute style.
Oh, yeah. The modern styles in this. They're on every episode. They're just crushing it.
Oh, yeah. And I love the bumper art in between, like the front and the back and in between the chapters.
Yeah.
So cute. So cute.
It's done well. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
We love to see it thrive. Obviously, something that was a little questionable when first getting into the show, we're like, oh, man, I've heard they're doing a lot of close-ups on the lips. What's up about the damn lip? It wasn't actually that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was episode one or two. We're like, okay, they're showing them, and then they kind of chill out.
Yeah. Which I said, like, I get it. This is a show about sign language, Yuki, because a lot of people that she talks to do not use sign, so she has to read lips. So I get that. They are going to take that little bit of extra care to make people's lips look probably a little more realistic and luscious. But
sure.
Yeah.
Lip fillers are in, of course. Craziness. What about you? I mean, favorite part of the show? Is it just the feeling of watching it? What's going on? What's up with your psyche? And why do you like this show so much?
I think, as you said, like, it's every good thing that happens in a romance happens in this.
Yeah.
You know, cute girl gets mega hot guy that should never cross paths in real life. And like, at first I really wasn't sure if he was going to be a doucher or not. I was a little nervous. And then you find out that he's actually genuine and people just have like a completely wrong impression of him.
Oh yeah. His deadpanness is funny. Mm-hmm. And he just has this little shtick of like, do you want to do this or do you not? It's like, you know what? Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah.
Granted, he's supposed to be written perfectly, but the guy's suave.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets it done. Even the childhood friend, who was pretty annoying in this show. What was his name? Yeah.
Her friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oshi. He's, I get it.
Him and Emma are the crux of this show.
And like I get what these characters are supposed to be. It's textbook. It makes sense. But he sucks and we hate him. Okay.
Now, do you not like Oshi more or Emma? Oh, but you didn't see something that happened in right where they end the anime.
Don't worry. Now I've got time. I can read it now. We own it.
Well, the question is, that's what I wasn't sure. I was hoping that you had read six or no, you stopped on four, right? I can't even remember where you stopped.
I don't even know where I am right now.
You stopped somewhere after the...
No, I stopped on four.
Okay.
It was the camp.
Yeah, the sign language camp. Yeah. But I was hoping, and I didn't know if we were going to go a little bit further past the anime and talk about the manga. But now that you didn't catch up, I don't think we can do that on mic.
Well, when the next manga comes out, we can do a manga talk.
That's true.
For this. This is talking about, obviously, season one and the manga, but I mean that. We kind of like run this thing, so we can kind of do whatever we want, you know? Everyone's like, please don't.
Something happens with Emma right after in the manga where it ends in the anime, basically.
Interesting. And, I'd say Aoshi is, he's just more mainline in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I don't know. I get it. Girls like this in romance, the little love triangle, the jealous friend, like, oh my gosh, he's always been there. He cares about it. That's great. That's fine. Whatever. The kid's just a choder, though.
Yeah.
I do love that episode, though, when Itsu ends up taking him out. He's like, hey, I know you hate me, so we're going to have a drink.
Yeah.
Like, he just won him over.
And yeah.
You know, that's just good. That's just good fun. The little bit of Shin backstory was pretty interesting too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of sealing his fate. Obviously, Emma, when she goes, oh, I never thought, I mean, you said you'd never like me, so I never thought you would. And I was like, hey, shout out to her.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Although she is also being told, hey, I don't like you by someone else, and she's still on it. That's for sure.
True little hypocrite.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they show at the end of 12 when they're doing the end credits, him and her going on a date.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in the manga.
Oh, listen, in the manga. Okay. Here's what happens in the manga.
Well, they have a really sweet moment in the manga that I think is in 6, if not 7. I can't remember where it lands. And it's really sweet. And I actually texted Kay, who's in the Discord, one of our friends, who we bought volume 1 for her. And she said, this is amazing. You have to read it. Which then she lent me her books. And then I was immediately hooked and bought my own copies. Yeah. But I texted her when I read the one part. I was like, damn, Shin, coming for my spot in my heart after Itsu over here.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, he just had some really well-drawn pages. And I was like, I see you. Because he got that style.
Listen, other shows do it for the boys. You can get some designs for the girls, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but they have a cute moment together, him and Emma. And I wonder if they're going to touch back on that. If and when they do a season 2, are they going to circle back and include that or not? Because it's kind of out of place now where they showed them going on a date and then to go back and show the scene that they did not get to. It might be a little weird. So,
oh, okay. Yeah.
And I think it's good, like, development for them too, for how that relationship potentially might evolve.
Sure.
So that was a little interesting.
Absolutely. Did you have a favorite, I don't know, what was the most heartfelt moment for you in this?
The Costco run.
The Costco run was just kidding.
I love the Costco
part. Oh, I thought it was good, but okay.
No, I mean, I obviously loved him, Itsu, going. Just he's gonna leave on his trip and he's like, eh, fuck it, and then asks her out. I love that part.
Yeah, he's
very
just,
good.
Yeah. I do love that basically no one understands the dude. Every single person is just like, wait, why'd you ask her out if you're going away? He's like, I don't know, I just felt like it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fair enough. Weirdo, yeah, sure, go for it.
Yeah. Basically a lot of their Yuki and Itsu's one-on-one time after going out are some of my favorites. I loved the sign language camp because that leads into them having their sleepover, which was a little, you know,
right.
Thought it was going to be a little naughty, but
nope.
Kept it tame.
Just pure gentleman.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Love that part.
That, and also honestly, at the end of that camp with Nagi and Fujishiro, so Rin and
the cousin, yeah.
And the cuz. That was pretty, that was a pretty good, like, oh, who was that? Oh, you know, who are you in love with? Hey, it's kind of you, dog. Like, sick.
Yeah.
Nice.
I would say my number one, though, if I had to pick out a scene that I loved, that I especially loved reading and had to flip back a couple times to read it. But when he gets back from his trip, they're already dating. He gets back and she misreads his lips.
Ah, yep.
And she thinks he says, I want to hug you. And he said, I want to kiss you. And I love that part.
It's a good part. It's great.
It's a great part.
It's a lovely part. We like that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and then just even the whole sign language aspect to it with the show. Obviously, I don't know sign language, so I don't know how accurate the animations are, but it's like, man, that's pretty dope. And especially considering, you know, that the amount of reference footage they probably had to look at. And I know the manga does it quite well, too, right?
At least. Yeah, the manga. So I don't think it's in the first volume. That's what I'm looking, because I have my issues right here. I think it's in the second one. But the author makes notes. She actually works with someone who knows the sign language really well, I believe.
Mm.
And I believe the person who helps her, her name is Yuki as well.
Interesting.
But the sign language that they do in the show is different than ASL.
Really beloved, the amount of ads, huh?
I know, right? They peter out, I think, after 3. But These are just notes on the translation. Man, I'm not going to be able to find them. That sucks.
That's okay. But,
the ASL that, or the sign language that they use in the manga and the show is different than our American standard sign language, which I thought was really interesting. And just the care that, like, the author makes specific notes on, like, obviously they can't show every individual sign on paper, but still done very well. The notes from the author and the, like, after credit translation bits.
Yeah, it's done very tastefully. It's not done as just obviously the grab, you know?
Yeah.
You got to treat this stuff with some respect.
Yeah. She's actually having someone who knows the sign language proof it, basically. Yeah.
So, big shout out to the mangaka on this one for sure. Makes you, like, talk about a cool little feature, though, because I think, weren't they show in the scene with Oshi and her when they're young, and he, like, signs to her for while the fireworks are going off and all this stuff. Like, that's true. It's one of the forms of communication you could technically do as long as you could see each other long distance and still secret. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty badass.
Yeah, but as Itsu said in that one scene near the end, when she's already in bed, he got off work late, and because her light is behind her and he's in the street, like, they can't.
Oh,
you
true,
do.
Yeah.
You are dependent on your light source.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have something else on that phone to bring up? I see that we got some notes.
I mean, I have I only did notes up to episode 5. Very, very vague notes. And then I did.
Just very good. Like it.
Basically. Up to episode 5 because I was caught up at that point, and then chapter 10 and chapter 11, which we can't talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, which I think, yeah, we're in there. So, yeah. No, my biggest gripe with the show is Yuki's family doesn't even know sign language. That kind of pissed me off.
That's
a little
bit
when she said that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, they just don't know. It's like, listen, you got homies around you learning it. Your family? What?
Yeah. Like, me being a mom, I couldn't imagine if Faye was deaf and I wasn't going to learn sign language. Are you going to communicate with your child?
That's some of that hard knock life. I mean, they're like, hey, read lips or not. That's it.
Sink or swim, baby.
Whew, crazy brutal. So honestly, the Itose family, kind of shitheads. Kind of dingleberries, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I think, as far as watching it went, it was a nice quick watch. And if you're into romance, obviously this is going to be a decent one. I could see it being love or hate because it's such an ideal form of romance with kind of zero things to lose. Some people might not enjoy that. I don't know why you guys would not like joy, but, you know, it can kind of come up.
Yeah. There's a. Yeah.
What?
So there's something that's going to happen in the future volumes that I'm definitely interested to see how it pans out. Don't you spoil it for you?
No, because honestly, and if we're only talking season one, you'd not only be spoiling it for me, you'd be spoiling it for folks.
Yeah.
So,
but if people are as hooked as me, they should be caught up.
They're not.
It's just me. It's just me. Fine.
No, I'm sure there's
a bunch.
I'll
keep it in.
I will now. Now that they're, I don't know, the time crunch had me a little there. I was like, I can't do it. I can't. No, now I'll start reading it for sure.
Oh.
Oh, come along.
I was reading 2 volumes at least a night. I'm surprised you didn't finish. It's an easy read.
I know it's an easy read. When have I had time? You tell me. I've been going to bed at 11 every night.
Stop playing Wyschwarz.
Can't stop, won't stop. Know what I mean?
Hey. You did finally reteach me.
Pretty fun.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. It's decent.
It's pretty fun. And I like playing the Rent-A-Girlfriend deck, surprisingly.
Hey, Mommy Nanami doesn't mess on that deck.
Dude.
Slap
she's
her.
A brick shithouse in that game.
That's what she do. No, and honestly, it's a game that once you get the rules, which I think, well, I guess I'll ask your review learning it. It sounds super convoluted. But once you actually know the 4 or 5 different steps, it's a very easy game.
So once you, yeah, exactly. Once you know the steps or the process of how a turn is supposed to go, yeah, relatively easy. I think what's mind-boggling to me is how the hell are you supposed to memorize or at least vaguely remember what each card does? I can't. I'm going to have to be a person.
That's muscle memory, baby. It's just, yeah, honestly, if you, my problem is because I would just keep jumping between decks. Michael would always be like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I just want to play all the shows. I would never actually learn what a deck was supposed to do. Didn't know what I was, you know. Now that I've been like zoned in on Kobayashi, it's like, okay, I understand the game tenfold. So if you just keep with Rent-A-Girlfriend, you understand it. The good thing is in the game, there are a bunch of different effects, but there's actually, even though there's a decent amount, it's not as much as like Magic. Magic has even more. This, sure. Once you understand the game, you could theoretically play a Japanese deck because you like know what to look for. And it's like plus 1,000, blah, blah. You'd be like, if it ever said like certain things and then plus 500, you're like, okay, this is probably a backline support giving 500 to the front. So once you know that, you can kind of just see it.
All right. Got to put your heart in the cards is what you're
saying.
You
got to Yu-Gi-Oh it. You got to Yu-Gi-Oh for sure. Yeah, so that was pretty good. I'm glad we played that. We taught Kay and Jared when they were in town as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I mentioned that in my little monologue.
He also taught
me, you guys are going to love, well, you're going to be like, of course you played it, Tom, because I am the biggest Star Wars fan of all time. There is a Star Wars card game now. I forgot what it's called, but...
I love that deck box he had. We need to get you like a deck box like that so you can carry two of your like favorite play sets with you to like your game night.
That's
stuff.
What I'm saying. Just bring one. Oh, gosh. Yeah, instead of the 58 boxes I have up there.
But you can only, when you go to those tournaments, you can only play one deck the whole night.
Generally, yeah. You're either learning the deck or I think you're live. If you go to like an actual tournament, like you're locked in.
Well, when you go to like the Wednesday ones.
The Wednesday ones are cash. So I think you could, I've never seen someone switch decks after even one game.
All those guys are like,
they're into
pros
it though. They're definitely geese. Yeah. Which is good. That's why I started going there. I'm like, I need to get my ass handed to me several times over so I could start learning. I've been too casual. When you're playing with just your friends and they're like, oh no, you can redo your move. It's not going to teach you.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to go in there and then just let them go. And then I'm too nervous. They're all so nice that they would let me redo it, but I'm like, no, I can't do it to the boys and ladies. There's some ladies that show up too.
Yeah. And then when you play against me, I tell you, you have to play your Nerf deck. You cannot play your Kobayashi.
Yeah, no, we're not playing any.
You know, any where you spent money in the deck.
It would be good to at least learn the Rascal one that I just got.
I mean, I'll let you, but then you're going to beat me.
No, trust me. I've been being a pre-built deck guy. I was handling some business for a while.
Yeah.
The pre-built Rascal one, I was my first ever time of winning a decent amount and getting more booster base. Are you guys still there? I realize this was just turning into a regular conversation.
That's all right. That's what they're here for.
Maybe. I don't know. Hey, we appreciate you, though, regardless. No, I would love to hear you guys who have obviously watched it. We kind of talked about the show a little bit in the Discord, but not too much. So definitely let us know where this sits on the romance scale. I really do want to do a deep dive on full-on romance and find my favorite. Because you're not going to sit here and say this is your favorite romance anime, are you?
It could be.
It could be, huh?
It could be. It's been a while since I've watched my favorites.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know I've said Say I Love You has been one of my favorite romance anime. Have not read the source material of the manga. But and Horimiya, obviously, if you listen back to our Horimiya episode, we really enjoyed that one too.
Yeah,
kind of falls off when you go away from your main couple.
The Hori and the Mia.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say I really like this one. Obviously, we talked about off mic, my happy marriage, which was last year. Very good. A little bit more drama, though. A little bit more of that supernatural because you got the
There was drama power. When the entire compound was on fire. Yeah, that was a bit of a deal.
With the abuse situation that, man, you want to murk some people. Yeah. But yeah, I would say with no elements of magic, pure slice of life romance. I mean, I like this one. I think it has a lot of potential. Definitely excited for volume 8. I don't know if they're going to get into where we leave off in 7, but now I think why I don't have a lot of notes or things to comment on, because in volumes 1 to 6, you get a lot of cute stuff.
Yeah.
It's very tame, you know, there's not a ton of stuff to talk about. That's why I like the sign language camp.
Oh yeah.
You get a little bit of fun, get a little bit of what's her name, Rin, and the cousin.
Yeah.
Kind of figuring out what's going on with their relationship.
Rin was a cutie. Her outfits were great too.
Yeah, she was very cute and very sly with, I loved her when she keeps getting those phone calls from that guy she was working with, the internship or whatever. And he says on the phone, like, he wants to ask her out on a date. And she's like, no, I actually like someone. And she says it in front of the guy, basically, the cousin. And he's
sly. Also, while being transparent, letting the homie know. Not leading him on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, props. But
tell you what, that fictional character has her life in order. No doubt about it. Yeah.
I think now, you know, in potentially a season 2, things are going to get a little bit deeper with what the problems are in the relationship potentially. And just seeing how everyone's, and especially Itsu's and Yuki's relationship evolve.
Yeah. Oh, do you think, oh my gosh, you know what's just hitting?
What?
Do you think that peak thing on Mal was a April Fool's thing?
Oh my, because it's back.
Because this is back to 8.28. I wonder if that was a, we'll never know.
Or they got so much flack, they just put it back. I don't know.
Why not both, you know?
Hmm.
But a cool thing about this show is it's also one of those that I think Kaguya did well. I think a lot of shows have done it, so it's not groundbreaking at all. But the tender love and care on stylistic switching in this show is great. It goes from the realistic, well, not realistic, but the anime norms, and then goes chibi, cutesy.
Oh, thank you.
It ebbs and it flows very good.
I forgot to bring that up.
Itsu's face when he gets the circle eyes is just, it hits every time.
Yep.
Her being a sweetie. Every time that she just goes chibi, it's adorable. It's doing it.
It's a show that it works. Not every show could do that. And this one does it. And I think they also do it really well.
You're having
some
troubles
too.
With that microphone.
Yeah, sorry. I have to switch hands like every 5 minutes.
Just hold it with both.
Yeah, it's just like this handle part that goes into our mounting system is like digging into my thumbs.
Put it like this.
I don't have nice, hard, calloused man hands like you. I'm a delicate little flower.
That's true. That's fair. That's fair. Working on the calluses, that's for sure. Yard work inbound.
Got
a lot of work around here. You know, it was a pretty productive weekend, I'd say.
I pulled some weeds.
Faye was just being a
cutie. I can't believe there's already weeds.
I know.
The flowers haven't even begun to sprung, but the weeds are,
here. Yeah, at this point, I'm ready to let the backyard just go. Let's just let it turn into weeds. You know what I mean? Hey, want to go run around in the backyard? Yeah, put some heavy-duty boots on. Put some platforms on because there's some spikes. Thistles. There's some spikes out there.
Did you say what your favorite part was? I'm sorry. You said you liked the sign language camp, I think.
I mean, the camp was good. Honestly, Itsu and the mortal enemy, that was actually a great episode, seeing them kind of
duke it out.
Not even duke it out, just seeing him continue to be just undefeated on, like, that's the kind of person you want to be, right? Approachable and nice to everyone. And it's just like, yeah, he's a star with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great. I also loved the fact that he's so into language. That was pretty cool. Getting into a little bit of the German stuff. We kind of talked on that a little bit in previous episodes, but love when he's talking to his German friend, because even though I don't know too much German, it's like a it hits a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Any excuse to do a little German accent, you know, not going to do it here, but certainly.
Yeah.
Remember when we were dating, you'd ask me like, do the German thing. I'm like, can't do it. Not going to do it right now.
Yeah.
All right.
I love when you talk to me in an accent. It's cute.
Okay. Well. Good thing we're married, so, you know, I can or I don't have to. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Too funny. Yeah, no, so I don't know if I have, like, a necessarily, like, oh, that was like the pivotal point for me, but I just thought it was a joy to watch.
Yeah. I think I would say the same. I have the moments that I loved watching being animated and potentially rereading that give certain feelings, but I think the whole thing front to back was enjoyable.
Yeah. No, it makes you, obviously, I do this. You've already said you don't. Apparently, I'm the sentimental one here, but when we watch shows like this, no, it lets me like reminisce on us dating and whatnot. I think it's fun.
I think I can't say that because I have such a terrible memory.
That's fine.
So I can't reminisce on anything that I don't remember. So I'm just living vicariously through like another romance, you know?
Yeah, sure. That's
for the butterflies that I forgot that I had at one point.
You do know we remember we're married though, right?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Thank heavens. That ring works.
It's not like 50 first dates over here, at least.
I'll tell you not what, yet. No, Itsu's direct asking out was great, but it's got nothing on grilled cheese, okay?
That's a...
And the luck of the Irish, because it was only written on one side. So no, people who aren't in the know.
Oh, yeah.
I met Danielle as she was selling grilled cheese at our school, and I was
fond
of her beautiful face. I'm like, dude, I need to meet this chick. So I did. And then ended up hanging out and all that stuff. And I was like, I don't want to be like lame. We're in college. I don't have to necessarily ask her to be my girlfriend, but I'd like to. So she was coming over one day. I was like, oh, crap. And I made a grilled cheese, and then using a concoction of who knows what. Soy sauce, a bunch of shit in the fridge.
Yeah, he prefaced, do not eat this.
I told him, like, hey, so that's a question to throw that out before it starts moving, you know? But now I just ended up being like, will you be my girlfriend on this grilled cheese? Wrapped it up. And then I think I said, oh, like, I got some grilled cheese. Can you take that out and get that ready? I want to heat that up or whatever. I didn't even think that. Obviously, there was only one way to open it, but I was like, good thing you opened it proper. Because otherwise that would have been...
And not just like ripped it open like an animal.
You
just
start heating it up and I'm like, ooh, anyways. Yeah. Which that ended up getting us some free little finger foods at our wedding because the wedding venue was dope as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And liked our story enough. They're like, okay, we're going to give you free grilled cheese with tomato soup shooters.
Yeah.
Those were dank. Our wedding food was phenomenal, dude.
Yeah. There's not many weddings I've been to where the food is superb.
And don't get me wrong, I know we're biased, but legitimately, I borderline didn't get up from the table to go talk to people because I was too busy eating. It was great.
Oh.
And the service.
Oh, the service.
We're out on the golf course taking pictures with all the groomsmen and bridesmaids. And some dude, it's hot as balls too. It's a hot day. Some dude's just walking out with a platter in his hand. I'm like, what is this guy doing? He's like, hey, they requested I bring these out because they said that you needed to have these. And he actually brought some for me and Danielle to make sure we had some.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that guy's living his best life.
Yeah.
Hey, what a legend. Or his boss forced him.
Well, my favorite thing that was told to me about our wedding was, can we say what your grandma said?
Oh, that was great.
So I think we did meat and chicken on the plate. Like, well,
chicken is meat. So you mean beef and chicken.
Yeah. And the beef had a mushroom sauce on it. And it was said to us after the fact that Tom's grandma said, and her sisters, that it looked like shit sauce.
You're like, what is this? Diarrhea sauce?
Diarrhea sauce.
Funny thing is, the ladies cleared their plates.
Yeah.
So there the diarrhea sauce was incredible. I'm not a mushroom dude, but when we went to the tasting.
Yeah.
And we had good. That, I'm like, put it on the platter.
I don't like mushrooms either. They're too much. It's a weird texture for me.
They're like fungi. It's disgusting. I had a cheese filled. We were at Evelyn's.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Evelyn's wedding. Like I don't know what it was called, but it was the top of a mushroom filled with cheese. And I'm like, this has got my name written all over it. This was before cheese tried to kill me. lactose intolerance, stand up or sit down and take a fat one. It doesn't matter. I had that. I'm like chewing it. They're like, good, right? I'm like, yeah.
As you gag it down.
No, I spat it out.
Oh.
Couldn't do it. Whole table was watching too. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Unfortunate.
You got to try it. Yeah. Crazy.
Man, I'm hungry now. We already brushed our teeth.
I know. You're like a villain. I was out there. I'm like, I'm going to bring a little bowl of popcorn down while we're, although that would have been an awful podcast. Crunch, crunch. I was like, can I have a little bit of popcorn before? And she's like, I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be the loser left out on this. It's like a ritual. We have a little thing when we go up to, when we're getting ready for bed, one of us, whoever comes into the room next, goes, did you brush your teeth? And if the other person says yes, you're like, you son of a bitch. How could you do that without me?
Yeah.
We need to stand next to one another.
Mm-hmm. At least we don't spit in the same sink anymore. That's how you know we've made it.
Yeah, we have two sinks. We did it. I was going to start resorting to the bathtub. I was just going to start spitting in the bathtub.
I thought you were going to say the toilet. I got a little nervous there.
That one would be better, actually.
Yeah.
Freshen up the toilet.
Some minty freshness. Oh my gosh. We didn't even say what Faye did in our bathroom.
What Faye did in our bathroom?
Was that the day you did the monologue or was that last week? When your mom was over.
No, it was monologue.
When your mom was over. So I can't remember what I was doing. Faye was going to go use the bathroom. Don't know what possessed her to go into our bathroom. There's no potty in there.
No. Well, there is a big girl potty.
There's an adult potty. Yeah. And she was alone for 2 seconds and she opened the lid to the toilet because we are a closed toilet lid household over here. FYI. Yeah. She opened the lid and turned the bidet on, shooting water everywhere. The carpet was soaked. We don't have carpet in our bathroom, but the door is literally like
bouncing the water into our room.
Yeah. So that was funny. Not fun to clean up, but thinking back, it was funny.
Oh, you should have brought down the piece of paper. Faye has been on fire with what she's been saying.
She has been funny.
Not only journal them, but we need to like memorialize them in here. What was the funny one today? She's just talking so good that like...
You want to pause it and I'll go get it?
No, it's fine.
I'm not going to remember.
We can bring it up next time or something.
Yeah. I know one of them as I was going through because as Tom mentioned, we're trying to organize the basement and I have a box of like jewelry making stuff and I have these butterfly wings that I've saved that I've wanted to put in a necklace.
Yeah.
So I was showing them to her. Oh, Faye, look, butterfly wings. And I'm like... hyping her up, I'm trying to not make Faye scared of bugs, right?
Yeah.
Unless she has to be. And she's like, Mom, that's disgusting. And I was like, okay,
hey, man.
What?
Yeah.
Just unprompted.
Oh, she had funny. Said,
it's the thing that you say all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You got too many catchphrases.
I have way too many catchphrases. Yeah. I'll get her.
I got 3 or 4 things written upstairs just from the weekend alone.
Yeah, it was great. What a sweetie. Went on a bike ride with her because this one doesn't want to ride a bike anymore, I guess. Oh, because she's pregnant. I forgot about that.
Faye has been asking me for like months to go on a bike ride. And I'm like, baby, mama can't bend over.
I need to start doing early lunches with work and then just taking her on a quick jaunt.
Yeah.
Got to spoil that little lady. She loves it. She loves her little helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Although she didn't want to put it back on after the park. I'm like, listen, dog. I don't want you to wear it too because it's lame. But yeah, now we have to wear them.
Yeah.
Which sucks because then when you're a parent, you have to wear it to get your kids to wear it. So then you're wearing a helmet. It's like, listen, I'm getting hit by a car. I want to be done. Okay.
Collect that insurance.
Hey, what insurance? Joke's on you.
No, I'm saying from the person who hit you, I'm hoping you don't die.
Oh, my joke was don't wear the helmet.
So I get the life insurance?
Yeah.
The policy ain't big enough, baby.
No, it's not. There is none. That's so morbid. Sorry, Mom. My mom listens to this. I'm not thinking about that, I promise. Oh, mercy. Yeah, no, I'm actually stoked to get reading on this. All right. Oh, hey, listen, it swole me out of it, though. Who's number two dude in the material here? Is it Shin?
I think the cousin's pretty legit.
Cousy?
Yeah.
Cousin's pretty cool. I don't know. It kind of weirds me out how much he wants to talk about relationships.
He's in touch with his feelings. Let him be.
He can be. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I do like Shin. He does have his, you know, a lot of great moments of growth and then seeing his past
mm-hmm.
is very interesting. Yeah, it's like it's sewer bus basically for me, but
yeah,
I don't have a, it's not like Blue Lock or something where you got a lot of hotties roaming
just
around,
running around,
you know?
Sweating.
I mean, there's a lot of hotties, but they don't have a lot of like that, what I'm looking for, you know?
They don't got that personality.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. I'm just looking for that nice cut of meat, you know, just like when men do when they watch anime.
I mean, let's be honest.
They're looking for the boobs and the butt.
We're here for the fanfare. There's a reason the waifus lead to the show ratings. You know what I mean? This one's making me want to watch this show.
Yeah.
Echidna from I'm Quitting Heroing. She's cute.
Okay. Is it a new show or old
no,
show?
No, it couldn't be. Couldn't be, shouldn't be. If I'm seeing it, it's definitely not new. 2022.
Okay.
2022.
Not too old.
Not too bad. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Well, that's great.
Oh.
I don't know if I'd mention this too, by the way. We got the homie Michael, who we bring up all the time. Well, we're all, it's a group of friends, his sister and her boyfriend are in Japan right now. Super jealous. We kind of talked to them before they went. Just made us want to go so bad, but they've been there. It seems like they're having a blast. But how cool was, and I mean, I don't think they're going to end up meeting up, but actually another homie from the Discord, Gabe, is now that he lives on the other side of the planet, he can go to Japan much easier. He was in Japan at the exact same time. He got to see the cherry blossoms. I think they got to see the cherry blossoms as well. So big shout out to all of the homies just living and laughing and loving.
And we were definitely tempted because we were talking to our other friend, Charlie, who's definitely a jet setter.
Yeah, yeah.
He travels a lot. He gets around.
He's our Itsu. He's traveled everywhere. The kid's awesome.
Yeah. But he told us that tickets are actually pretty affordable right now. He's going to go potentially in October, he said. And mm-hmm. it was like $600 or $800. That's how much we went in 2019. And it hasn't been that low.
Yeah.
Now I'm advertising it. Everyone's going to go.
Guys, we're doing and we're going to coin it the
IMAW meetup.
October in Akiba. October Akiba. We're just going to meet up. So guys, meet us there. This isn't a legal document. We don't have to go, but we want to.
We can bring the baby.
We can.
And Faye.
She's not going to know what the hell's going on. It's the easiest person. She's not going to have jet lag. She's just going to be sleeping and waking whenever she can.
Because June, July, August, September, October still would be breastfed. Won't have to worry about feeding.
We just got to feed you to feed her.
Yeah. Although you'd have to worry about Faye. Ooh, I don't know how readily available mac and cheese is over there.
We're just going to pack mac and cheese. They got to have them at the convenience stores.
Oh, that's true. She's just going to live. We're going to live off of the 7-Elevens and the Lawson's.
Yeah. And the ice cream bars, which Gabe freaking sent a picture. He was having one.
Oh,
son of a gun.
That was my favorite.
Send them to me, please. I want
ice cream. Pack them on dry ice.
Yeah. I want to be a U.S. distributor for that. I am so into that product. They say sell what you love. I swoon over
that. So Honda Canopies or Honda Gyros.
Thank you. Good catch.
Sorry.
The Honda Gyro Canopy.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And then what's that little truck?
Oh, K-Cars. No, true. Listen, K-Trucks are sick. And I guess they sell them in Indiana for only like $6,000. I kind of want one.
Sell your Camry. You can have one.
Oh, yeah. I can max out at 35 mile an hour going to work.
No,
sick.
You can just drive my car.
But I can keep... Oh, actually, well...
Giving you the green light. You're the only one stopping you.
All right. This might be a thing. We may actually post on Instagram. We'll see. Too crazy. All right. Speaking of crazy, my gosh, you made it all the way here. You're still alive. Well, thanks for making it to this point. If you've made it here, you must be a great friend of the show. We don't deserve you, but here you are anyways. I hope you guys actually watched or read this and enjoyed it as well. We love lovey-dovey stuff. And I know you do too, of course, obviously. It's what we're in it for. That being said, I got to tell you, I'm a massive fan of you. And my gosh, I hope you're somewhat a fan of us. Hope this one was decent for you. Hit us up on the Discord. Seriously, we were cursed. We would get our 69th member. Nice. And then they'd leave. And then 69th, 70th. And then they'd all leave. And it's like, we couldn't, we're at 71, including a bot. I've been using bots to pad the numbers, right? We're at 71 people in the Discord. It's a pretty great group. Seriously. If you've even just been thinking about it, just join in. Even my mom made it in. Come on. If she can, you can. We love her.
You did have to fix the bug for her to join, but.
I did. I can't believe how many people probably tried to join and that stupid bug was happening. Unbelievable. But that being said, anything else to add to the.
No, not really.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Tell them why they should watch it if they haven't.
Because it's the best.
Oh, okay. That was easy.
If this doesn't get nominated and win something for the awards next year, for this year, I'm rioting in the streets.
Expect a riot this time next year.
If they don't win best couple.
Well, let's do. No. We're already outroing. We should start reading a mal recommended, a mixed, and a not recommended.
Do it right now.
All right. Sorry. Midwestern.
It's our show.
Midwestern. We're going to. You guys can leave.
Buckle up your bootstraps.
You don't have to stick around, but maybe. So the recommended here, it looks like fans of the anime A Silent Voice, which also explores deaf themes, frequently draw comparisons between the show and it. Dog. Okay, here we go. A Sign of Affection stands out from a shoujo anime genre, which is hard to do these days by straying from cliches. The series adopts a novel approach to emphasizing the values of authentic communication. That's great. The mixed is, I'm clearly not intended audience for this anime. At least they're self-aware. That's great. Yet here I am reviewing the anime, making the female main character deaf was definitely a trick to get more people to indulge in this anime. Well, no, it's kind of crucial to the story, but okay. Anyways, I think it's already clear how this romance anime caters to the shoujo demographic. When you have every character having the most kissable lips, the male character's Riz game is almost at its peak, meant to make the girl infinitely blush with them. All while having love triangles, unrequited love stories that are at play. He's spot on.
I could, yeah.
Absolutely. And then we've got a not recommended here that has gotten the old well-written tag on it.
Interesting.
Is this
God,
like a
how long is it? No, you click the read more. It'll drop down the full thing.
Oh my gosh. Get a job, loser.
That thing is that's an essay.
Hey,
oh my gosh.
Good on
okay,
them.
Well, I
they
don't
end
know.
Up giving it a 4 out of 10.
Oh wow. Okay.
The anime would be worth a shot for a tourist if it twists all these tropes and makes a show where the creepy guy turns out to be a creepy guy who emotionally extorts Yuki, isolates her from her friends, and gets a viper-like twist.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, that'd be kind of crazy twist. But apparently doesn't like Itsu. I mean, he is very forward in the show, but...
Sure. I don't think he's that.
I don't think he's that forward, though. They're throwing in the R word here. He's got a...
Like
a rapey vibe.
Ooh.
Which we can't monetize anyways. Who gives a shit? We could say what we want. He's forward, but he's a gentleman. This person's just a wet blanket. I don't know what the hell's
going on. Could definitely take advantage, and he doesn't throughout the manga. So
exactly. But hey, you know what? Everyone is entitled to the review, and I'm sure that they're, who knows? Who knows what's going on?
Live that free speech life, baby.
Yeah, I think reading the reviews is way too much effort. So actually, maybe that segment's dead already. Yeah, that's okay.
I think we definitely got to proof them. I think that's what we do next time.
We don't just start reading it. Yeah.
In the outro.
Maybe. All right. Thanks for sticking around for that little extra part. We appreciate you more than you know. And we hope for a great week ahead for you. We'll see you next Monday. That's the end of Bag of Chips. Danielle, you want to send them out?
Bye, guys.